إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, ولئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم وإن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. In Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the one who is thankful to me, I will increase his blessings. And the one who is ungrateful, let him beware of my punishment, which is severe. I want to remind you and myself, perceived value, the value of an asset, perceived value is proportionate to perceived benefit. Perceived value is proportionate to perceived benefit. Let me give you an example. There is a man who is walking along and he's wearing a $1,500 Armani suit and he's wearing shoes. Maybe he's wearing Gucci's or something, and those shoes are worth another $300-$400. So if you look at his, and then he's wearing a Rolex watch, right? So he's wearing several $1,000s worth of clothes and accessories. And as this man is walking along, he's walking along the bank of a canal or a bank of a river. And suddenly he trips and he slips and he falls into the river. And as he falls into the river, current is swift and he's drowning. And at that time, somebody comes along and sees him and wants to save him. And the only thing he can find is a dirty, filthy rope, which is full of oil and grease and God knows what. But the man throws this rope into the water, into the river, and tells the man, grab hold of the rope. What do you think the man will do? Do you think he will say, chi, ghali se mai haath nahi lagata? Will he say, no, this is dirty, this rope, I won't touch it? Or will he grab that rope with both his hands and his mouth and his teeth and everything else? What do you think he will do? You get the point I'm saying. When that man is drowning, those $300 shoes and the $1,500 coat, I mean the suit and the God knows $5,000 watch, all of those have absolutely no meaning for him whatsoever. If anything, they are dragging him down. The more clothes he has, the heavier he is, the more accessories are on his body, the heavier he is, right? And that means he will drown that much faster. So if the man wants to swim, what will he do? He will try to get out of his jacket. He'll try to take off his trousers and throw them. And the fact that a $1,500 Armani suit will float away down the river makes no difference. It's very good. The faster it goes, the better it is. And that lousy, filthy, dirty rope has more value for him than all of those possessions that he has at that point in time. Why? Because that rope will save his life. So the perceived value of something is proportionate to its perceived benefit. Yes? Now I remind myself and you also. Think of the assets that you have in the context of this criterion. What is your value for your father? What is your value for your mother? Seriously sit and think. Not a matter of saying mere baba. Think about this. And the way to imagine the value and the way to really understand the value of something is to imagine life without that person. Is to imagine life without that thing. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qadr of Allah, nothing is forever. So something, one day, it will go. So imagine, before it goes, imagine what will life be like when I wake up in the morning and my father is not there. I wake up in the morning, my son is not there, my daughter is not there, mother is not there, wife is not there, husband is not there, whoever, right? What is the actual benefit that you see from that thing? Or that individual, or that relationship? And take it a step further and say, seriously ask this question, what is your perceived benefit of having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the one you worship. Do we have any idrak of this? Do we have any understanding of this? What is the benefit that Allah is here? That I know Allah. We prayed Salatul Fajr just now. What is the perceived benefit of this Salatul Fajr? And because we do not have perceived benefit of it, therefore, believe it. We don't pray it. We pray it somewhere. Those who prayed, they pray. Masjid, if you go, you go. You don't go, you don't go. Why? Because there is no value for this. Perceived value is zero. Why is perceived value zero? Because perceived benefit is zero. We do not perceive the benefit. Now, please understand, I'm not saying there is no benefit. There is benefit. But we do not perceive that benefit. We are not aware of this benefit. Take, for example, the in yoga, there is this asana called the breathing thing. What is it called? The breathing asana? I'm forgetting the name now. Anyway, so where they teach you that you should, when you breathe, you take air through one nostril, inhale through one nostril, and you exhale through the other nostril, right? And they claim that this has so many benefits. It will improve your concentration and this and that and relaxation and whatnot. Now my point is, a person who is doing that, pranayam, it's called pranayam. A person who is doing pranayam, is he using an oxygen cylinder or something? No, same air. Same air. If it is polluted air, the same polluted air of Bombay or Bangalore or Hyderabad or whatever it is, and same air, same everything. Same nose, whatever is inside that nose, everything is the same. Nothing is changed. So how come he gets benefit? And how come you and I, including that same guy, how come he gets that benefit while he is doing that breathing, that asana for 15 minutes or 20 minutes, and maybe the benefit lasts for, you know, a couple of hours after that, but then he's back to square one, and how come you and I are always in square one anyway, because we are not doing that asana? Why? Because for that 15-20 minutes, he is perceiving the benefit of breathing. He is breathing consciously. He is breathing according to an intention, clearly and according to a system. Now understand this and take the ayat which I recited of Surah Ibrahim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ. How do we perceive the benefit of something? When we are grateful to Allah for that. When you make shukr, shukr is a sign that we perceive the benefit. Only a person who perceives benefit will be thankful. No, logically, I mean, if you don't even perceive the benefit, why will you thank? Only a person who perceives the benefit will be thankful. And the first reward of being thankful is the fact that you perceive the benefit. You take pleasure in it. So, alhamdulillah, I am sitting in safety in this masjid. There is no one threatening me, no one threatening my existence, no one who is bothering me, no one, if I can sit here, I can sit here for the next, you know, 10 hours, nobody is going to bother me. I can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Because there are so many other people in the world who have the desire to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in safety, but their safety is not there. All kinds of reasons why they are unable to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in safety. Do we thank Allah for this? Do we thank Allah that I am able to make one sajda without any threat? Do we thank Allah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fact that alhamdulillah, all of us here, Allah has kept us in a position where we really don't have to even think, will there be lunch on the table today? Will there be lunch for us to eat today? We might think, well, you know, what would I like to eat? Maybe I do. This is just after Eid ul Adha. I'm having an, you know, I'm ODing on mutton. It's too much of overdose of mutton. Maybe somebody should get some chicken. That's our. Nobody is thinking, will there be food on the table? It's not even in our consciousness. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Not even, we are not even thinking about that. Will there be food on the table is not even on our list. And that's not because we are billionaires. It's because Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us at a level where this is not an issue. We may have other issues, but this is not an issue. Whether there is food on the table is not an issue. But you know and I know perfectly well that there are literally thousands and Allah knows how many Muslims and other people who are not Muslims for whom will there be food on the table today or not is an actual question. Is an actual question. And they don't have an answer for that. It's not to say, yes, you know, I can go and do this. No. He does not know. How can I get food on my table? He does not know. Do we thank Allah for this? We have to seriously think. And that is why we have no value for those things. Why do we have no value for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why do we have no value for salah? Why do we have no value for our relationships? Why do we have no value for our teachers? Why do we have no value for our parents or our children? Because we are not aware of the benefit that we are deriving from them. We're getting the benefit. Benefit is there. But we are not aware of that. On a day-to-day basis, we are not conscious of that. And that is why we are deprived of the blessing of this. Yeah, deprive the blessing. The opposite of thankfulness, of ingratitude is that you are deprived of the blessing of that thing. Because you didn't enjoy it. You did not enjoy. Enjoyment means what? Enjoyment means you are aware of it. You are aware of it. Enjoyment cannot happen when you are in a state of lack of awareness. You never enjoyed it. And then it's gone. Then you can regret till the day of judgment, it's not going to come back. What's gone is gone. Khalas. So therefore, I remind myself and you, let us consciously list down what are my assets. And look at each one of them and list down what are the benefits I get from this. And then we start valuing that. And then we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And according to me, the number one on that list of assets has to be Allah Jalla Wa'ala. Because there is no asset which is better and bigger than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an asset of a Muslim, for God's sake. I mean, you know, think about this. If I tell you, write a list of assets, I can bet you there is probably not one Muslim in the world who will write Allah on top. Because we don't think. We just take it for granted. Ah, Allah, yes, Allah is there. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the reason why we don't benefit. We cannot connect to Allah. We do not know how to take from Allah because we don't even consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the list itself. If Allah is not an asset, then how are you going to use? How are you going to take advantage of that? How are you going to get the benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our connection with Allah? That is why salah is ritual. Everything is ritual. Meaningless. You go do something. You know, and that's why those who don't do, they have no sense of loss also. Because there is no benefit. There is no perceived benefit. So if it goes, are gaya gaya kya karne gaya, wo to tha bhi to kya farak padta tha. That's the reason I gave you the example. Remember the example of the guy who fell in the river. That dirty rope has more value for him at that point in time than all his clothes and his watches and his shoes and his everything else. No. Why? Because that will save his life. So let us do this today as an exercise. Sit down, list, and see what is the value of that asset. And then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to what He has given us before it is too late. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.